Well, welcome to the hangout for How to Profit in Property with Little or None of Your Own Money. A little while ago, there was a lady by the name of Issa Kanja who completely turned my life around and showed me a strategy where I could go and take my life from being a struggling actor who was living hand to mouth, not knowing how I was going to make the next rent or where the next paycheck was coming from, to now having a multi-property portfolio, and I've done it with very, very little of my own money. Thrown away the full-time job, I'm now working part-time a couple of days a week, and I credit it all to this amazing lady. Issa came to Australia at the age of 21 from a third world country, and on an income of $25,000 a year, within a matter of months, created a multi-million dollar property portfolio using none of her own money. So I'm very excited to welcome the amazing Issa. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Hi, thanks, Emily. That was really sweet.
It's all true. So I guess I can testify from my own experience, but what would you say are some of the key elements? Of course, people who are out there listening would want to know about how they can implement your strategies and how they can get into property with little or none of their own money.
Okay, well, before I give you some tips on that, I guess one of the things you need to understand is obviously this can't all be answered in a matter of 5 or 10 minutes, but I can give you some really useful tips that you can use straight away that will help you achieve that kind of result. First off, you've got to believe that it is possible. I actually believe that anything is possible and everything is negotiable. Otherwise, I wouldn't have achieved what I've achieved, and I'm probably, you know, living proof. And you're living proof that it can happen. But you've got to be willing to do things completely differently. Do things like you need to understand that you're not going to be buying property or investing in property the normal way. So if you understand that from day one, it makes it a lot easier for you to start implementing the strategies. The second thing is you need to be willing and ready to share. Be willing to share your time, your efforts, your capacities, your skills, and sometimes your money if that is the position that you're in. Knowing how to share some of what you've got, whether it be money or skill, will actually help you get a larger result and can end up meaning that you don't need to use your money. You might need it up front, but you'll actually get it back in ample fold straight away. You also need to understand that part of a profit is better than no profit at all. So don't be greedy. Understand that sharing some of your wealth around can actually get you the results sooner. Be prepared to do your research. To get these kind of results and to actually profit from property using very little or none of your own money, or even if you have money, being able to get the results and not needing to use it, it just takes you to a whole new level. So you've got to understand that the profit starts in the research. Understanding your markets and understanding how to put the strategies together are probably the strongest thing that you'll ever be able to have, because it means that you've got something that you can use straight away. Now, this means educating yourself to get these understandings of these strategies. And my dad used to say to me, you know, everything can be taken away from us. You know, we can be robbed, our house can be robbed, but no one can take away my education, because that's inside of me. So get the education and do the research. Understand that you profit from property the moment that you control it, not when you own it. So it's not about the ego of owning property so much as knowing that you're making the profits from the property, even if it doesn't mean you're actually owning the property. And also look for win-win situations. It's really important. That's probably something that you experienced. If you make it a win for everyone, then it's going to be an easier deal for you to do and a more profitable deal. Now, as for the practicalities, understand that sometimes the vendors can really work closely with you to make them your best friends. You can do deals where vendors actually pay for the deposits for you, pay for the costs for you, and this allows you to do deals with none of your own money. Otherwise, partnering with other people where you're sharing your skills or that you supplement each other's strengths and weaknesses. If you don't have cash, maybe they do. Maybe you've got borrowing capacity. Maybe you've got neither of those, but you've got the capacity to put the deal together. So knowing how to combine the right people and work with the right team, and don't follow the masses. That's really important. Just because 95% of people buy property a particular way or invest in property a particular way, don't go down that route. 95% of people are not successful property investors. What you really, really want to do is follow the people that have got the results. And remember, at the end of the day, what you're looking for is a profit from property. Not just the ego, I guess, of knowing that you own it all the time, but obviously owning it is a plus as well. So there are just a few points to get started.
Well, I think you made some incredible points, and some of them almost sound too good to be true. I know, you know, before I'd learnt your strategies, I had absolutely zero idea that you could actually do some of the things that you teach, because it's just not something that we're taught in mainstream education. And I think one of the biggest things for me was being able to control a property without owning it. And I think that is one of the key ingredients in what I was able to leverage from to replace my income, because with just $1,000, I was able to purchase a property, control that property, and have access prior to be earning money from the property before I even owned it. And I just wish we had more than 10 minutes today to be able to elaborate on some of the strategies that you do teach, because it's just about shifting your mindset and opening up to a whole new realm of possibilities that are possible, but we're just not led to believe that they're possible in mainstream investing.
Yeah, I guess the other big thing is they're relatively simple. Yeah, a lot of people seem to think that if it's simple, it can't happen or it's too good to be true. So if there's another big piece of advice, I'd say keep it simple, understand that it can work. Being simple, it doesn't need to be complicated. Yeah, keep it simple, keep it, and make sure you're looking for a win for everyone.
And I guess that's another real key element, is looking for win-wins. You have just completely changed my perspective on how I go about looking for an investment or how I go about looking for a property. I now go out looking for a win-win scenario for both me, the vendor, and the agent, if there is one. And finding solutions to people's problems, 9 times out of 10 will give you the property deal that you're seeking, because if you can help somebody and they can help you in return, well then, you know, not only does it make for a better property deal, but you also have a good feeling about it too. And if you can find a solution to people's problems, and like you said, not be greedy, then it just opens up an entire new world of property investing.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said earlier, anything is possible. You've just got to be willing to do things. There are certain things, you know, that you may not be willing to do, and there are certain things I'm definitely not willing to do, but there's always a way. It's just a matter of whether you're willing to do it. And these things are already working. You know, a lot of people are making a lot of money from it, and it's changing their lives. So it's not a matter of is it possible or can it work. They already work. It's just that people got to learn to get their head around it. That's all. So get yourself educated, and it'll help you get your head around it. And I guess the more you know, the less scared you become. The less scared you become, the more likely you are to take action and get the results for yourself.
No, that's well said. I'm really excited to be able to have you on the first series of Empower You TV coming up in July. You're actually going to be the very first episode of the first series of Empower You, purely because that's where I started my journey. But I'm very excited to have the 40-minute length interview with you, because obviously that's going to be able to give people so much more information than what we can offer in 10 minutes here on the Hangout. So make sure you stay tuned, because we will be posting notifications about when the first episode is going to be aired. So I guess if there was one thing, one strategy that somebody could, or one step that somebody could implement today, what would you recommend that that might be?
First of all, it would be to do research. It was actually, I can do one thing, maybe there's two things. Do research, choose some areas that you're interested in and understand those areas, become an expert in those areas. And the second thing is keep an open mind. Decide now that you know you're not going to be doing things the normal way. If you understand and have an open mind, then you're going to leave the door open and your mind will be open to taking in new information without rejecting it.
Absolutely fantastic. I think that is very, very important because there are a lot of people out there that will knock your ideas. They'll tell you it's not possible. They'll think you're crazy and they'll simply tell you no. And you've just got to have that mindset that it is possible because there are people out there that have done it before you. So take that out of the equation and just go full steam ahead with the strategies in mind. And I think what you said about researching your area is key, from knowing, you know, what demographic of people go to the primary school to what bus route people are looking for to get to their chosen destination is just so crucial and key with knowing your chosen areas inside and out as to knowing where to buy what particular property as well.
Yeah, that's right. And the research is the best place to start understanding it and deciding that you're not going to invest in something that you like. What you need to do is make the decision you're going to invest in something that's profitable.
Yeah, 100%. So I'm very excited. Thank you very much for coming this morning to have a bit of a chat with everybody and do a little bit of an intro of what's to come in Empower You TV Episode 1, Series 1. So have a great day, Issa, and I look forward to interviewing you in a couple of weeks, actually, up in Sydney.
Thank you so much, Emily, and I'm completely honoured. I appreciate it.
Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.